those bags. Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, October 4th, 2025. And as mentioned 60 minutes ago in Hour 1, because of the time difference with New York and with Bobby down there in Dallas, we're pre-recording this program late in the day on Friday, October 3rd. So wherever or however you're hearing today's show, this is Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show. It's also the grand finale of this week's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025, and we are so glad to have you aboard with us today. Mary and I, well, we decided to try something a little different with today's broadcast, although we're staying at a terrific Hilton-branded property here on the island. Rather than having a special set built for us and having most guests come to us, well, we're instead taking the show across the island to cover many different locations and interact with as wide a range of guests as possible. So as we begin this second hour, we had planned to take you behind the scenes at the local Kahului Airport with several executives, but they're still working through some red tape to make that happen. We also had planned to take you to Lanai on the ferry, so that's going to now get the entire segment.
Indeed it is, and as Robert and I transmit currently, we're right here in beautiful Ma'ale Bay, where the humpback whales will be arriving soon. And if you're looking for a day trip or you want to spend a few nights on the small island of Lanai, which is about 9 miles off the coast of Maui, the team at Expeditions Maui Lanai Ferry has you covered. Robert and I enjoyed the ferry over this week, and the ride back was even more stunning with the sunset as a backdrop. After the ride, their president, Bill Caldwell, met us at the dock, and here's some of that conversation with him.
Well, Bill, listen, we've taken a number of ferries in our life. Some memorable ones certainly include the Block Island Ferry, Mackinac Island, Vancouver Island comes to mind. My point, ferries are lifelines for the communities they serve. From our travels to Lanai today, you know, that's certainly evident here as well. I want you to talk about the service you're offering locals and visitors that come here and how important it is.
Well, of course, and you said it right at first. It's definitely a lifeline, always has been, always will be. I mean, that was the original founder's quest, was to have it as such and not just to have another activity. But we do both. We take care of the people of Lanai, and we also take care of the visitors who want to go over and, hey, what's going on over there? What can we do over there? So we answer their questions. There are things to do.
There definitely are, and we really enjoyed our time over on Lanai today. So listen, Bill, Expeditions Maui Lanai Passenger Ferry did have to relocate from Lahaina after the 2023 fires to Ma'alea Harbor, where we are today. Unfortunately, we were sorry to hear you did lose a boat, but the good news was you were up and operating 4 days later for your people here. So the team we traveled with today was fantastic. We had a great captain, very interactive. It was a fun ride. And, you know, share how your ferry service is doing today and any goals you have for it for the future.
Okay, yeah. We obviously, as you stated first, our goal is to keep it running because of the lifeline. But in order to keep that lifeline running, revenue becomes a problem. With that being said, we do like to keep our fleet upgraded, which can be very expensive. So it helps to have some of the other activities that the residents don't participate in. Now, that's not to say some of the third-party activities on Lanai that we have for visitors. Obviously, the residents, it's part of their business as well. It helps with their economy.
Well, there's no question about that. We've enjoyed many trips to Maui, but somehow I don't know how it took us, you know, to our 10th visit to make the trip over to Lanai, but I'm glad we did. We've also had great experiences on the island of Hawaii and Kauai, in addition to all of our Maui travels. But a visit to Lanai is completely different. And what I mean by that is, besides it being 98% owned by Oracle's Larry Ellison and having just 3,100 residents there, when you're you're on the island, you know you're in a different place. So talk a little bit about the island for us, Bill. I mean, we went to the Cat Sanctuary. The downtown is phenomenal. Gas, $3.72 a gallon, cheapest in Hawaii. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, well, you said it. That's the thing is trying to get the information to the visitors is what we try to do as well. We do have a good budget for our advertising and such, so that's what we do. We, again, most definitely want people to go to town, not to just see what Hawaii looked like 50, 70, 80 years ago. Not that I've been here that long, but and that's key. That really is key to see those different parts.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people just associate, and it's fine because it's great, the Four Seasons with Lanai'i, but it really was a great day trip for us. We enjoyed the Cat Sanctuary. They're doing great work with those cats, and we enjoyed the town.
We certainly did, but again, the Four Seasons is beautiful. It's a outstanding destination that we would recommend.
Absolutely. So listen, let's talk about weather. Now, in most cases, the weather here is beautiful, and we had a fantastic ride today, but weather can certainly impact any ferry service, including this one. So any tips for travelers when they're booking, just in general and in terms of weather and what to look out for, because there are limited accommodations on Lanai'i if they do get stuck there or anything like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Although not a bad place to be stuck.
Well, if you don't have a place to stay, it's a different story.
Yeah.
But in any case, we're in the middle of nowhere. You know, this is the part of the state that, you know, it's different. And so we're very aware of the weather. And we make sure that the people understand. Yeah. We don't strand people. That is the worst
thing. Well, it's safety first.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Safety is always first. We always watch our Coast Guard warnings. We're always watching the weather. We've been doing this for quite a long time.
Yeah. So last thing from us, you know, talking with some of the locals, I'm humored that they know when Larry is on the island as he's driving around in his orange Corvette. We're told some teachers that live here on Maui, actually, your ferry service takes them to and from work. That's clearly important. So Larry Ellison may own 98% of Lanai, but Bill Caldwell makes it go. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great because when I wake up every morning, this is what I need. This is my baby. This is what we need to have to take care of the people. If we can't move the people, they can't get their shopping done. They can't get their medical appointments done. So it makes me feel good to be a part of this.
Well, it's a first-class operation, Bill, and we appreciated your crew and you, and thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And we are very glad that you are part of our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025. Thank you.
You are welcome, and I'm really stoked to have you guys.
Thank you. Take care, Bill.
You know, Bill Caldwell is a one-of-a-kind gentleman, and his team help him run a first-class operation. Go to Lanai when you come to Maui with them, folks.
Yeah, and for tickets to the ferry, just go to golanai.com, but it's go-lanai, golanai.com.
All right, well, as we now need to step aside for some important sponsor messages, a reminder, we archive every hour of every show once it's been transmitted over the satellite to all of our radio stations nationwide. You can find it under the recent broadcasts here on the show website. Don't go anywhere as today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast continues. When we come back, a check-in on the hotel and resort sector here on the island is what we're going to be covering. We'll be back in a quick 3 minutes, everyone.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's gocolette.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We're certainly living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Travel Insurance. We're strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. You've heard me say now for years that there are some things in life you just shouldn't do without. Well, traveling with travel insurance is one of them. Coverage includes many items such as trip cancellation, interruption and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight and hotel rebooking, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer concierge services, and in today's world, look for CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Bottom line, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, connect with TravelGuard at TravelGuard.com and get the coverage you should have. You'll also find a direct link on our website. That's rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America. Welcome back to the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast. As we navigate from our last segment to now hotels and resorts, this portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry.
And you know, when you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you'll face if or when something goes awry, packing a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry really is one of the best things you can do for a successful trip.
You know, when travel plans go wrong, everyone, a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, well, can make things go right. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel smart. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry. There's also a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, over the years, this show has been broadcast to you here on Maui from the Ritz-Carlton and Four Seasons properties. The Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort has hosted us 3 times. And last year, we showcased Hilton's newest property on the island, the HGV-branded Maui Bay Villas. John Pele is the executive director of the Maui Hotel and Lodging Association. This week, he met us on property at Maui Bay Villas in Kihei, where show friend Will Bethel is the general manager. And we all talked about so many current happenings involving Maui's hospitality sector. And here's an excerpt of some of what we discussed with John.
You know, John, the travel and tourism industries deliver more than 50% of Maui's economy. You know, we'd enjoy getting a real-time report with you on the current state of the hospitality sector. And I'm asking because although there's been some improvement, tourism to Maui is down. It's a big reason why we've brought this show here 5 years in a row to help change that. Prior to 2020, over 3 million people came here. They spent, I think, in excess of like $5 billion, big numbers. Those numbers were set to be broken 2 years ago before the fires. And people we've talked to, they're eager to get back to those type of numbers. So where do you see things today, John?
Absolutely. Well, we are seeing tourism down across the board, not only in Maui, but across all of Hawaii. Recently, there was an article published in one of our newspapers here about the recession that's possible, and tourism being down is a big factor in that. Obviously, we'd like to see it increase a little bit more. Now, pre-2020, I think as an industry, I understand that maybe things got a little bit out of hand and there's some resident sentiment that we're dealing with after that. We'd like to see it climb a little bit more to some more comfortable levels, because there's not only our employees of the hotels, but we have all our ancillary businesses that are now being affected. And recently you might have heard we've lost the Century Tournament will not be here. And that's going to have a huge impact financially to not only our hotel business, but all the businesses that come along with it. So we're concerned about it, and we're definitely trying to get the marketing out there to say, hey, Maui is open. And we want you to come and enjoy our island. And there are some protocols that we need to go through, but we can work that out. We just need people to get here and enjoy themselves.
You know, John, let's talk about your specialty hotels and lodging. We've worked with the Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, and the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resorts. Last year, working with Hilton and the HGV team, we based ourselves here at this property that we're meeting with you today, Maui Bay Villas. We know some people who've enjoyed Montage and Westin. Robert, you and I have been up to Hotel Wailea. That's a great property. But you have a mix of other places. You have a charming inn at Mama's Fish House. You have villas and condo rentals. What are some of the hotter sectors of hospitality on the island, and is there a type of property you'd like to see more of?
As far as hotter, you know, I like the resort areas. Mm-hmm. That's my personal preference. But we do have a broad mix.
Me too.
and you know that Maui, and this is something that maybe you can have a discussion later on, but short-term rentals are prevalent here on Maui, and some people liked to use short-term rentals. It's more of their market. I think we're good on accommodations right now, and I'd like to see more occupancy really come across a broad spectrum of our visitor industry. And again, it's all about keeping our economy thriving here with the industry.
I think the occupancy level is no question about that. And some of the things you just talked about, these are important topics to be discussed. I'm going to take you to the property where we're meeting you today. We had a terrific experience last year while we were here. Hilton Grand Vacations COO Gordon Gernick was just on the show with us last week. Their CEO, Mark Wang, is also a show friend. He's been on a number of times with us. HGV's made major investments and commitments here, not just on Maui, but with other locations across Oahu, the island of Hawaii, over in Kauai. And I recall Mark mentioning to me that Maui Bay Villas, when it's complete, it may be the largest resort of its type built on Maui. So I want to know, do you agree with that? And what do you find the vacation ownership properties like this bring to the island?
Oh, I totally agree with that. And as far as that market segment, what it does bring, and typically you'll see that market segment always run at a little bit higher occupancy. So what that does is it kind of solidifies some of our economic goals, right, for our industry. And kind of helps fill in those gaps when maybe other market segments are experience a little bit of a shortfall. We can always count on the vacation rentals to be here and be a little bit higher occupancy to kind of help to drive that economic base that we need so desperately.
John, during this trip, Robert and I are going to take the Expeditions Ferry over to Lanai for the day. But in all of our travels to Maui, an island we've not visited is Molokai or Molokai. So back in August, former Major League pitcher Steve Trout was on our radio show, and he spent some time on Molokai and shared how much he really enjoyed the island. You spent years there as general manager of hotel operations at Molokai Ranch, and I believe you owned a restaurant as well at one point. What enticed you to cross the channel to Maui?
Actually, what enticed me, I'll go a little bit personal on this. I did run for political office, and I wasn't successful, and it brought me to Maui. You know, Maui votes, all three islands in the county vote for our political. And while I was here, I was in the industry for quite a while, and I kind of was out of the industry for about 10, 15 years. But having the pulse back here and the opportunity to work and thrive here on Maui in the industry kind of excited me. So it's just some people catch a bus to work. I catch a plane every Monday. I catch a plane home every Friday. And I get to enjoy both the best of both worlds. So.
What's that flight time? It's not long, is it?
No, it's about 25 minutes.
25 minutes. That's great. Yeah. Well, actually, the association, hey, it's a little political anyway. You're still in the business of advocacy and being there for all your people and lodging and all of that.
Yes, that's true.
Well, it is. And listen, Mokulele, we have taken a few times over to the island of Hawaii. Mary certainly knows that. Great way to get views also when you're flying between the islands. So I want to go macro with you, okay? I mean, really talk about the hospitality sector of travel here on Maui. What are some things that you feel very good about right now and that you think are working well? And, you know, you want our listeners that are going to hear this across the U.S. To know about.
Well, I think what we're really focusing on as an industry, I talked about resident sentiment earlier, and I think what's working really well is I think we have a lot of buy-in from our properties on how to operate respectfully. And, you know, Hawaii is unique. Our cultures, our customs, our protocols, they're important to us. It's what sets us apart from the rest of the world.
It is, and it's something. We had the show in Alaska in August, and I will tell you there's a lot of similarity between the cultures just as far as how important they are to the destinations, both in Alaska and here in Hawaii.
Yeah, and what I see is a lot of, you know, meeting, now that I'm representing and meeting all the general managers, they really have a stake in the game. They really care about the island and how we proceed and how we are sensitive about the culture and how we move towards a respectful, we want people to come, but there's just some protocols and some things that we want to propagate as our culture, and so that separates us. And I think the best part that I've seen is we have buy-in from all our properties. They're serious about respecting the culture here and doing it the right way.
And you do see a number of travelers that come here now that they can participate and actually learn a little bit besides just coming to take, they can actually give as well.
And that's the ultimate goal right there. It's not to just leave with an experience, but to leave with a little bit of who we are, right? It separates it just, not just a lay, We don't want you to leave with just a lay on your neck. We want you to leave with some of our culture, values, and who we are as an identity.
And we've seen a big change in that, in a positive way, in the 30 years we've been coming here, because the luaus now, we're going to run out of time, but the luaus actually tell authentic Hawaiian stories. And we've seen the cultural ambassadors that all of the properties have, and the cultural programming and the emphasis on the authenticity of it, which is great to see. And real quick, John, how are staffing levels overall?
Staffing levels overall, you know, workforce development is a challenge for us, and it's depending on occupancy, but I think we still are trying to find staffing levels to fill our resorts. So come on over if you want to work.
John, we really appreciate you spending some time with us today and talking about Maui's hotel and resorts and the island. Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, after that discussion, John shared something with us, everyone, we found interesting. 85 cents of every dollar spent at a resort on Maui, it actually stays in Maui.
Yeah, you know, that's really something to think about when planning a trip here and staying at a resort. Talk about supporting local.
No question about it. I mean, earn your loyalty points and support a local.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Absolutely.
All right, up next on our special broadcast from Hawaii's Valley Island, as we move right along, we've just covered the hotels and resorts. Well, where do you go on a show that talks everything and anything in the world of travel? How about a lavender farm? Yeah, they've got one of those here, too. A reminder that we archive every hour of every broadcast on our show website. That's rmworldtravel.com. And by the way, thanks to all of the show fans who have been sending us comments and so forth this week as we've been traveling. We really appreciate that on our social media, and that's just at RM World Travel. And one more thing regarding our website. At the start of the show today, we mentioned new travel polls are now posted asking you about these big Let's Go America tours. Go check them out and be sure to vote in them, as we love hearing from all of you. And with that said, right now, we want you to stay right where you are. The big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 is going to return after this bottom of the hour break as we toss things back to Bobby now. Bobby, take it away.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, this fall, Raycon's calling it back to cool, because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a fall routine and making everything smoother. These earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, new colors, and a comfortable design. Raycon quality rivals premium audio brands for half the price. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done, but SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's go, America. It's nice having all of you tuned in across the USA via one of our 610 weekly affiliates. Mary and I welcome you back to Hawaii in today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by SimpliSafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like SimpliSafe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that cost less than a dollar a day. Go to SimpliSafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan today, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, here on Maui, the slopes of the shield volcano Haleakala are really fertile. There's a lot of agriculture in what's known as upcountry. Up at around 4,000 feet in elevation, there's even a lavender farm you can visit. I happen to love lavender, and if you're like me, then this is a place you're going to want to see. We did that this week, and here's some of our conversation with Sarah Adams at the Ali'i Kula Lavender Farm.
So, Sarah, I want to start off with the actual name of this farm with you. We're here in Kula, an upcountry community known for cooler temperatures, fertile volcanic soil. We're looking at just gorgeous area we're looking to right now. This is not a part of Maui that every visitor will come and experience, but in our opinion, we think that they should for sure. I want you to share who Ali'i was and talk about his influence and vision for this lavender farm.
Yes, so our namesake, Ali'i Kula Lavender, is named from our founder, Mr. Ali'i Cheng, and Kula is the area that we are in upcountry Maui. So Ali'i came here as his final project to settle down. He thought to first retire, but he had a better idea to work with lavender. A friend gave him lavender, and he saw the potential of this beautiful plant and how well it thrived here. So he has an extensive background in gardening. A lot of folks know Ali'i Cheng from the 70s. In the 80s, he had a large tropical flower farm on the way to Hana. So he kind of switched gears and sold that property and came here to retire and instead settled with lavender.
Well, I'm sure he'd be very happy that his legacy is continuing as I look around here and I see these gorgeous lavender blooms. So lavender is a summer bloom that I truly love. However, you grow other varieties that bloom year-round. Can you talk a little bit about what visitors will see depending on the time of year they visit, and also just about the current farm and ways you're working to enhance it?
Definitely. So lavender is known to typically be a summer bloomer. For different regions of the world, it may start in June. For us, it starts a little later. So peak season is July and August. And that namely is for the English lavender varieties. So those come up every summer and will lay dormant in the off season. However, we have about six varieties of year-round blooms. We have Spanish lavender as well as French lavender. Due to our warm climate, it blooms here throughout the year. So no matter what time of year they come, they'll be able to see lavender. And currently we're undergoing some replanting cycles. We replant our fields about every 7 to 8 years. So we're constantly putting new lavender in the ground.
So, and I'm enjoying the Spanish lavender. I've never actually seen it before, and it does have a bit of a spicier scent. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Lavender is famous, speaking of its scent, for its scent and for its healing properties. It's often used in soaps. You'll see that all over France when you visit, particularly in the Provence area. And although this farm is on a smaller scale, you know, you do work with a lot of local island partners, and you certainly have all kinds of lavender goodies for your visitors as well. So talk about that.
Yes, so Ali'i's vision was to work in cooperation with the local artisans and businesses and uplift them rather than compete. So we just focus on growing the crop of the lavender flowers, and we provide lavender to our partners to help us in collaboration make a number of products in our shop. We collaborate to make things such as our lavender soap bars. We partner with a Big Island company called Kona Natural Soap Company. And we have culinary partners. Lavender, lesser known, is that it is a culinary herb and it is edible. It has a beautiful taste. It can range from more herbaceous and savory to more sweet and perfumey. So we work with a lot of vendors.
Well, right now, the scent that, Mary, we're just enjoying here is phenomenal. You know, this is also, as we're looking at, as I go back to what I said, just a beautiful area, relaxed, casual, leisurely, as I know we were saying earlier before we started the interview. There are olive trees, hydrangeas, succulents, other plantings around the property. Mm. What do you recommend for visitors listening to our broadcast, you know, if they do want to come and get the most out of their full lavender farm experience, if you will?
Sure. So we recommend to come with good walking shoes and to bring a light jacket because we are at 4,000 feet elevation on the mountain. Right now it's a cool 70 degrees. And we recommend folks to a lot about an hour to visit the gardens. That gives enough time to leisurely stroll, take in the sights and the smells. You know, you bring a book and sit down on our benches. Our gift shop is famous for lavender tea and scones. So that's definitely, you can't miss that. And you can sit out on the deck and relax.
And I do want to let everyone know listening, they do ship. The website is ali'ikulalavender.com. It's A-L-I-I-K-U-L-A, lavender.com. Nice to meet you today, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing some of the Maui Aloha spirit with us at the Lavender Farm.
My pleasure.
Folks, well, the farm is open just Friday to Monday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time here on Maui, if you're going to be coming or you happen to be listening on the island. And as Mary mentioned, the website to check out all their products and perhaps make some early holiday purchases, I'm going to spell it ALIICoolaLavender.com. Mary, well, you certainly enjoyed that experience, didn't you?
Well, I loved it. We had a great time.
Yeah, and I know when we eventually fly back to New York, well, our luggage is going to have a very lavender scent.
Just a little. All right, after the break, Rudy's going to check back into the show today. We've asked him to delve a little deeper into the current local business scene here on Maui. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast is going to be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Brickhouse Nutrition's Labor Day sale is on, and it's only on until August 31st. You're going to save 25% on everything with code LABORDAY25 at BrickhouseNutrition.com. Start fall off strong, reboot your health, and save big. This massive sale includes the best-selling weight loss formula Lean and the very popular Field of Greens, the super fruit and vegetable drink that promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Head to BrickhouseNutrition.com and use code LABORDAY25 for 25% off. Sale ends midnight August 31st.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mypillow.com/carry. When Robert and Mary, with Robert and Mary in Maui this week with the show, I wanted to tell you all about the big 3-in-1 sale. Listen to this. MyPillow bed sheets are only $29.88. We're talking any color, any style, any size, even kings. They're regularly $119.98, but as a show fan now, you get them for $29.88. My towels are finally back in stock, but with the price I'm about to share, they won't last long. You can get a 6-piece My Towel set that regularly is $69.98 for just $39.98. And for the first time ever, get their limited edition My Pillows made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset. Queens only $17.98, kings only $19.98. But wait, there's more. Stock up now for the holidays with prices like this. Their new Rev 7 energy drink that we've been talking about can also be had for 30% off. Powered by Go BHB, it contains no caffeine, no sugar, comes in delicious flavors, and is vegan. No stimulants there either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your best all day long. And as if all these deals aren't enough, when you use the code CARRY and spend over $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So visit MyPillow.com/carry, use the promo code CARRY for all the show savings, or you can find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as we've all been hearing today, our guests, my co-hosts Robert and Mary, are there on Maui, and they're taking our show fans to various locations around the island. Pamela Tumpop is the president of the Maui Chamber of Commerce. Pamela, welcome to the show. You were live on set with the Carries at the Grand Wailea Resort 2 years ago during that Let's Go America tour broadcast. So you know about the commitment they made to bring the show to the island 5 consecutive years coming out of the pandemic. And the fires only reinforced their resolve. So the 98th installment of the Maui Fair is happening this week after not happening the past 5 years. Tell us how big an event this is on the island and its importance to locals and visitors.
Oh, my goodness. It is a tremendous event. You know, this is an event that involves all of our community, you know, from agriculture to the schools. There's so many fabulous programs, to local food purveyors, to nonprofits. Our seniors, there's a special time for seniors to come in. This is a family-friendly event that we cherish, and it's one of those big things on Maui. We don't have theme parks on Maui, so it's great to come out and go to this festival every year, and we've really missed it. It's been a long time since it's been held. It costs a great deal because we have to ship in an island state. We have to ship in all of these big rides and activities, but we've had a great nonprofit who has brought this forward to bring it back this year, and E.K. Fernandez has brought the rides back, and it's at the War Memorial. Our special event complex is there, and so you can come. There's food booths and contests and amazing rides, and you're going to see everything about our community that people cherish, from art to many different great contests. People will love it, and they're keeping the last prices before they shut down, so they're keeping it affordable as well.
Well, that's not the only festival. I know Mary touched on some of the festivals last hour. We know the big jazz festival is returning later this month. And then there's the annual Made in Maui County Festival. What's that all about? And how can, I understand listeners around the country can patronize businesses and vendors from wherever they're hearing the show of the Made in Maui Festival?
Yes. This is our 12th annual Hawaiian Airlines Made in Maui County Festival, put on by the Maui Chamber of Commerce. And it features vendors from Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. And these are truly treasured products that people will enjoy. Art, jewelry, woodworking, you know, fashion, everything you can imagine you'll find at this festival. It's made on Maui, food products and more.
How can I participate in this? So how can I buy anything?
Okay, well, you can, from all across the world, you can go to madeinmauicountyfestival.com. You'll find all of these amazing vendors. And live and in person on Friday, November 7th, is our wholesale, retail, and distributors buyer show, where they can come in for free and people can register across the nation for that. And then on Saturday is our big festival day, where 8,000 to 10,000 people come. It's a great day to find over 130 product vendors, 12 food trucks, stage demonstrations, fashion shows, music, and more. And that day is just, tickets are $9 in advance or $8 on Saturday for the event.
Okay.
And for Friday, we encourage wholesale buyers, retailers, and distributors across the nation to join us. And it's all at madeinmauicountyfestival.com. And shoppers across the globe are welcome to buy there and find amazing products.
All right. This program is heard there in Maui on AM 1110 and FM 96.7 KAOI radio for many years. In 15 seconds, how important is talk radio to Maui, as looking at it as a chamber president? 15 seconds.
Talk radio is very important to us. We have a show every Tuesday morning from 7:05 to 7:58. It allows us to bring in key leaders and people to share what's happening on Maui and share that with our community. It's a critical piece of information for us, and we appreciate you having us on the show to share that message as well.
Well, I know it's our pleasure. Pamela Turnpapa is the president of the Maui Chamber of Commerce. More details at mauichamber.com. Pamela, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America. Before Mary and I have to wrap this week's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast, we're about to head up to Makaua'au and connect you with local legend Cindy Palos. But first, we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why the sleep you get in a bed at a luxury hotel or a luxury cruise ship is so divine. Many of us are sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses, and we can change that for you this weekend and save you 25% in the process, as our team at HelixSleep.com/Carrie is going to deliver you top-quality luxury that's also affordable.
You won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. As a show fan, you'll also get free shipping and a 100-night risk-free trial. Sleep better, save 25% this weekend at HelixSleep.com/Carrie, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a longtime listener, then Cindy Palos will be a familiar voice to you. And for those hearing our show here on Maui, AM 1110 and FM 96.7 KAOI Radio, you certainly know Cindy from all her years on air. We first had her on the show during a Maui broadcast a decade ago, and this week we spent some time with her up in Makaua'au. As we strolled around talking Maui, here's some of that conversation with Cindy.
Well, Cindy, it's great to see you. Certainly, all the times that Mary and I have been here to the island, you've been a part of every show that we've done, and it just didn't feel right for us to be here again and not have you a part of it. So here we are in Makaua'au, a historic Hawaiian cowboy town, surrounding us, an eclectic mix of boutiques and shops, galleries, cafes, so much more. You live here. Talk about the charm of this town for the listeners around the country tuned in.
Well, truly, it's one of my favorite towns. It's very unique. Every town, as you know, on Maui has its own style, its own feeling.
Sure.
But Makaua'au feels like it's a charming mixture of art, a little bit of the cowboy leftover, right? A little bit of that influence, because that's what it was originally, right? But now a little more art, actually, and some excellent little restaurants. Very unique, very friendly, and a good walking town. You can walk around, see everything, get one parking place, and just walk from place to place and get your wonderful taste of what's going on Makaua'au. Probably do a little shopping, please, because I'll tell you, we have had a need for local businesses to be supported because it's been a hard time after the fires. We're still coming back.
Cindy, you and your husband, John, have been here since the late 80s, I believe.
We've been here 36 years.
36 years. Yeah. Okay. So, and you've certainly had some career here on the island. That's a long time to be anywhere, quite honestly. So you certainly know the island well. Talk a little bit about Maui today and, you know, give our listeners a taste of the allure that still exists for you on this island.
I'll tell you what I love most. I happen to love nature. We're standing under this huge, beautiful tree.
We are indeed.
There's these wonderful, thank you, and a little wind blowing through the tree. There's these wonderful trees. I love nature. I like going out. I can go here and go for a walk afterwards. It's about 10, 15 minutes away. I can be out in this beautiful forest with huge, huge trees. And it's just heavenly. So I like that. And the people are really friendly and caring. And that's what I love. It's also, as you know, I love art. Yes. And I love music. And I'm friends with a lot of the musicians and artists. And I love that about it as well. So there's an art place here. You come into town to support the local arts.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm also glad you mentioned the forest, because I don't think a lot of people who've never been here before think about Maui and trees and the lushness that also exists here beyond the beaches. So on the show today, we've talked about Lahaina, Kanapali, Kapalua, areas in West Maui. And there are many areas. We're here, as we said, in Makaua'au. There's Paia, there's Hana. For someone listening who's never been to the island, a few tips on how to plan a memorable trip.
Well, I am seeing more and more, and you probably are too, that people go online, and unfortunately that's been manipulated. So when you go online, you're seeing who spends the most money to get your attention when you go online. I would leave a little space. As you know, whenever you go on a trip, don't have it too planned out. Be flexible. Come walk around. See what looks good. Walk into a place you hadn't planned on going. Explore. Because if you plan something out too much, you may be missing out something exciting that's just waiting there. You might not have gotten a heavy hit online about.
I think that's excellent advice. You know, because Mary and I, and you know this as well, we've always been very vocal about our love for this island. Whether it's been on this program, we've done your show in the past and so forth, and we've been here. But we do get asked pretty frequently a lot of questions about Maui. In all the years that you've lived here, I'm curious if you have found some preconceived notions that people, the travelers to Maui have, that once they come here, they're quickly dispelled.
Well, number one, don't stay in your hotel. I think sometimes first comers, you stay never stayed before, they'll stay in the hotel. Don't do that. You are missing out on so much if you stay in your hotel. and like I said, explore. It is not exactly like you might have read about or thought about. It's up to date. It's not old school. But there are wonderful people who do the dancing and the hula and all that. And you can find places that do that.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot more going on than that. You know, we are still recovering from those fires that happened.
And you're going to be for a number of years to go.
Lahaina especially, you know. So you have to be aware that you have to be flexible, of course. That has affected a lot of people in Lahaina, unfortunately. And they're going to be recovering for a while. But be flexible, explore, and be open to what it is now. It's not the same as it was 10 years ago.
No, but would you agree there's still an authenticity to the island and the people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's aloha. It's the aloha spirit, and it is here, and it's still alive. And the people really do appreciate you coming, you know,
and
your support.
That is the perfect place to end today. Cindy, thank you so much for spending
time
with us and being part of our national broadcast.
It's always great seeing you.
Take care.
Aloha.
Every time we come to Maui, folks, we find new gems that make this place more special. And over the course of our 2 hours with you today, well, we've certainly shared a few more of them. And we hope that you'll all be able to come experience them on the island yourself at some point.
For more info and to plan a visit here, everyone, a good website to start with is gohawaii.com/Maui.
Well, it's time for us to wrap the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast, everyone. Next week's show is going to be an encore presentation for the Columbus Day holiday weekend. We'll all be back with you again live on October 18th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team back in New York and down in Dallas, our network affiliates and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and Let's Go America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.